Ron, big Oscar weekend, but we also have some new films that are opening, including a movie that's getting a lot of notice right now. It's called Get Out. It's the first film directed by Jordan Peele, and I've read the line that it's a comedy horror film about existing while black.
Yes, it's not pretty to be black in this movie because weird things are happening in whatever town this is. It's the story of Allison Williams' character, a young woman who has a black boyfriend, takes him home to meet the parents in white suburbia. And what happens to the black people in this setting is very disturbing, Scott. And so it's got some social commentary here, maybe a little social satire. It definitely makes you made me uncomfortable. I couldn't sit still for this, Scott. It's a very unusual mix of sort of a horror, thriller, suspense, social commentary.
And I've heard it's got elements of Rosemary's Baby, The Stepford Wives, Night of the Living Dead, and other homages to horror films as well.
A lot of Stepford Wives in here, for sure.
And there's also a movie, Rock Dog, that's opening up with J.K. Simmons, who, speaking of Oscars, has won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. And this is a family comedy.
Yeah, it's and also ran this weekend. It's Singing Animals, Scott. It worked for the movie Sing. I'm not so sure it's going to work for Rock Dog. This is a movie that was produced in China and is making it to the U.S. this week. And again, a PG animated movie, good for all ages.
Now, Collide is another film opening up, an action thriller that has Anthony Hopkins, speaking of Oscar winners,
right?
Again.
Ben Kingsley, Oscar winner.
But probably not for this film. These guys aren't going to win Oscars, right?
Right? No, this is an action picture. Felicity Jones also co-starring, Nicholas Hoult, and it's set in Germany, and it's got some cool Autobahn car chases, but no reviews online, or no score from Rotten Tomatoes, at least. Get Out, by the way, 100% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes with 100 reviews. Very unusual for this kind of movie.
And also, director Jim Jarmusch has a film that's opening that I saw a trailer for and made me want to see this movie. It's called Patterson, about a bus driver in Patterson, New Jersey, who's also a poet, and he's played by Adam Driver.
That sums it up. I mean, reviewers love this. They love Jarmusch's way of making movies. It's kind of tame by his standards, perhaps more slice of life, but again a well-made movie with a big name director.
And of course, the Oscars on Sunday night. Best Picture nominations: Arrival, Fences, Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water, Hidden Figures, La La Land, Lion, Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight. And I've seen all the films. I believe you've seen them.
Yes.
As well.
Yes, I have.
So obviously the big favorite has been La La Land,
right.
There's a possibility, don't you think, though, that Hidden Figures might be the long shot challenger.
And Moonlight. I think both of those movies have, like you said, a long shot chance here. The way the critics have reacted to them, what they've won, Hidden Figures essentially was the best picture at the Screen Actors Guild. They do it by sort of this, cast.
Yeah, best ensemble cast.
Exactly. Moonlight, very much a critic's darling, and maybe critics aren't the biggest voting block in the Oscars, but, after last year's Oscars so white, that is a factor here as well, and who wins.
Now, in terms of my own personal favorite out of all these movies, I would have to say that I think that the most worthy movie of this slate of pictures is Moonlight, because of not just the thematic material, but also it's very subtle in the way that it unfolds, and that to me, intellectually, I appreciate it.
Yeah, there's a lot going on beyond the words, because it's a pretty sparse dialogue, particularly in the third act, and so you're left to imagine what the characters are thinking, and based on what you've learned in the prior moments of the movie. So it is definitely a thinking man's picture, but also the smallest movie of this bunch at the box office in terms of people have seen it.
Now, in terms of the film that I think I enjoyed the most of all these movies was Hell or High Water,
right,
which is a modern day Western.
Yeah.
But it also is a very serious movie, too, because mm-hmm. it's about the banking system and how people may feel that they've been screwed by the banking system.
Yeah, the two brothers are essentially robbing banks to pay off the banks, which is kind of an interesting story. And then you've got the characters and the actors involved here, which are terrific, with Jeff Bridges leading the way there as the Texas Ranger. And so, yeah, there was a lot going for. A lot of people loved Hell or High Water.
And it came out at the beginning of the year, so that's another always something that films that come out at the very beginning of the calendar year rarely win in the Oscars.
Yeah, it's definitely films in the fourth quarter that get the most nods here. So that's why La La Land is favored here, because it came out so strong right with its initial release at the Venice Film Festival. People have been talking about this as the best picture for months.
Now, Arrival is a sign. I think Arrival and Manchester by the Sea don't have a shot because of two different reasons. Arrival is a science fiction film. Mm-hmm. They really don't usually do well in with Best Pictures and the Oscars in general. And Manchester by the Sea is just too realistic almost. Yeah,
and depressing, some people said. And that's what's going to hurt. And Casey Affleck's role, while he has a shot to win, he has sort of shot himself in the foot with his off-camera real-life shenanigans. And that hurt the movie's chances as well. But a lot of people loved that movie. And I think it's got a chance to win a best screenplay, however. That's probably the nod it gets.
And I loved the film. In fact, I enjoyed all the movies. I would say that Hacksaw Ridge, even Hidden Figures, as worthy as it was in Lion, they're a little formulaic. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that they all three of them deserve to be in the best picture as much as I enjoyed them.
Yes.
Because they're very, that you can really kind of see the formula at play. And particularly with Hacksaw Ridge. The thing that's interesting for me about Fences is it's a real old school movie.
Yes.
I mean, this is a film that could have been directed in the 1960s by Sidney Lumet.
Right.
But it was directed by Denzel Washington. Mm-hmm. And I think that he's got a good opportunity to win Best Actor.
Yeah, he's leading the pack here. But this is an interesting category. Denzel won the Screen Actors Guild Best Actor. And they, the actors, are the largest block of voters in the makeup of the Academy. So 90% plus time. The SAG winner goes on to the Oscar, and that was Denzel. But Casey Affleck, people loved him in this role. Even Ryan Gosling, because of La La Land and the momentum it could have, has a chance here. This is the most interesting of all the acting categories.
Now, we talked about this off camera or off microphone a week or two ago about Viola Davis could win for Fences, and yet she really should be in the Best Actress, not supporting role.
Yeah, she's on the fence there. You're right. In terms of screen time, she probably has more time on screen than any of the other nominees. You nominate where you think you can win, typically. And she was right on the line as far as screen time. And once again, she won the SAG Award. Viola Davis is going to win the Oscar.
Now, how about Best Actress? Who do you think is going to win that?
Boy, that's a race between Emma Stone and Natalie Portman, by all accounts. And I love Natalie Portman and Jackie. I thought she showed so much range. But again, the SAG picked Emma Stone. Most people think she's a lead pipe cinch for Best Actress.
How about supporting role for actor?
Mahershala Ali is leading that charge, and that's interesting because after Oscar So White last year, that means three African-American actors win of the four categories, and that would be outstanding. They're all well-deserving, and that's the thing. It's so hard to pick because all the nominees are so well-deserving.
Now, going back to the pictures, how about the director? Directing.
Yeah, typically Oscar, Best Picture and Best Director go together, so I think Damien Chazelle wins. He did a fantastic job by his own account and everybody involved. They were really doing this movie on the fly. They had no idea that this would come together so well. And it was his vision that really made the movie work so well. So I think it's La La Land for Best Director.
Now, looking at the, how many of the documentary features have you seen?
OJ, of course.
Made in America.
Made in America, right. 13th was on Netflix, and I didn't see that, although I hear that's terrific. We're playing I Am Not Your Negro right now, and people are loving that movie, and that's well-deserving. Everybody, OJ Made in America has got such momentum here. I don't think they can be beat.
But there's a controversy here because there was only a portion of that that was shown in theaters, and the film primarily has been seen on television.
Yeah, well, same with 13th. You know, and this happens a lot with documentary features. You know, they're not necessarily, they're not big box office typically, unless you're Michael Moore, right? So they don't always get a wide release, and Netflix refused to give us a print. We tried to get to play that in the theaters for 13th. And so, yeah, there's, again, not many people saw these documentaries.
How about best foreign film? What are you hearing about that?
Oh, that's the one. I've got my ballot filled out here, Scott. That's the one I've left blank. Most people think The Salesman and the controversy around the director and the his not coming to America because of the travel ban made in this movie was made in Iran. In Iran, I believe.
Yes.
Don't get that confused.
Yep.
Then also,
he won last year.
Yeah, exactly. And so he's, I don't know, he's got a chance again. Tony Erdmann out of Germany definitely has a chance. And a man called Ove. Also, those three are neck and neck. That's a tough one to pick.
Now, in closing, talking about the best foreign language film, Tony Erdmann, you mentioned the German mm-hmm. film. It's a 3-hour comedy. Right. I've read about it.
Yeah.
This is a film that may bring Jack Nicholson out of retirement.
What?
He actually called one of his buddies in the industry and said, get the English language rights to this film.
Nice.
And he will play the father. Oh. And it's a father-daughter relationship film. That is a kind of an absurdist comedy.
Fantastic. Can't wait.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
See you at the movies.